It's the Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. So how do cooking rules come to be? The answer is they come to different people in different ways. Take Chef Justin Warner.
It started out as kind of reverse engineering things, understanding why a great dish that I had made sense, and then distilling compounds of the dish. For example, a great pizza from, you know, some Neapolitan place. Why does pizza almost always work? Well, you have something fruity, tomato, you have something rich and fatty, cheese, and then you have something to spread it on. And then if you look at peanut butter and jelly, it's the exact same thing. And so this kind of combination of fat, fruit, and something to spread it on is an archetype. It's a law.
The laws of cooking, how to evaluate a grocery store, and much more this hour on The Splendid Table. This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show for people who love to eat. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Butter and jelly sandwich is one of the first foods we learned to make as kids. It's a perfect flavor combination, and according to Chef Justin Warner, the principles behind a PB&J can be used to make other amazing flavor pairings, like tomato soup with grilled cheese ravioli and apricot and habanero wings. Well, Justin is a self-taught chef and host of Food Network's Foodie Call. He has used the concept of the PB&J to design nearly a dozen laws of cooking. Among them are the law of gin and tonic, the law of guacamole, and the law of, yes, cheese fries. He's collected them in a book, The Laws of Cooking and How to Break Them. And he sat down with our contributor, Von Diaz, in New York City.
Justin, thanks so much for joining us today.
I'm thrilled to be here.
So I've probably had over 100 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in my life. But to be honest, I've never stopped to think about the chemistry behind it or even what makes it so delicious. How did you come up with these laws of cooking?
Well, it started out as kind of reverse engineering things, understanding why a great dish that I had made sense, and then distilling compounds of the dish. Take, for example, a great pizza from, you know, some Neapolitan place. Why does it always work? Why does pizza almost always work? Well, you have something fruity, tomato, you have something rich and fatty, cheese, and then you have something to spread it on.